have been several events in the past couple of years that call into question Seattle's relationship with Amazon. The latest is the company's plan to relocate its worldwide operations team to Bellevue, first reported yesterday by GeekWire. After Amazon's search for a second headquarters and Seattle's debate over taxing large businesses, the move across Lake Washington seems to show an escalation in tensions. But Jeff Shulman says the picture is a little more complex. Shulman is a professor at the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington, and he's the host of the Seattle Growth podcast. He tells KNKX reporter Simone Alisea that a lot of big companies are growing in both cities.
Facebook has thousands of employees here in Seattle, and they have huge designs on Bellevue. Google has big offices here in Seattle, and they've got expanding plans in Bellevue. So in light of the HQ2 and the sublease of the Rainier Square and the head tax, you know, people might be in a rush to say this is all about showing Seattle, but really, they're not alone in expanding in both Bellevue and Seattle.
Do you foresee political ripples here?
Well, on the one hand, Seattle is going to be just fine. It is still a very attractive place for companies to start or grow offices. But we have a major city council elections coming up in the fall here of 2019. We saw with how Amazon responded to the way they were treated by New York. We see how they've responded to the head tax. And it's quite possible that 2019 elections become a referendum on, do we want to roll out the red carpet for Amazon or kind of push them out the door?
In general, how big a deal is this move? How big of a deal is it for, you know, those of us living in Seattle who are sort of Amazon's neighbors right now?
I think if you're living in Seattle, this is further evidence that there's uncertainty about how much growth or even stability Amazon will have here. Amazon's not going anywhere in the long run or the short run. As a whole, Amazon's going to continue to be in this thriving urban center with a rich talent pool that wants to live in the city and work in the city. But there's ambiguity around the edges. You know, will they shrink a little bit? Will they grow? And so I think you could see the housing prices continue to dip as people are a little bit skittish, and there's greater risk as to what the future holds.
Do you have any examples, or can you think of anything where companies have behaved this way or have had similar relationships to the cities where they're located, or, you know, are there examples to look to in other places?
Gosh, recent examples, I can't think of any.
I don't know. Does that say something?
I don't know. It's hard to say because, you know, it's so unique in the sense that Amazon's dramatically changed this region. But if Amazon left today completely, it wouldn't be like Boeing, the last person to leave Seattle, turn off the lights. I mean, along with Amazon, we've seen just a wealth of companies hiring by the thousands. And so while it seems like we're a single company town, just because of the sheer proportion of jobs and real estate that Amazon's taking, the reality is we have more companies thriving here in Seattle than I believe ever before.
That was Jeff Shulman, host of the Seattle Growth podcast, speaking with KNKX reporter Simone Alisea. They spoke via Skype.